Famous Escapes. There are many stories of impossible prison breaks in history. Here are three of them.
The Mountjoy Prison Helicopter Escape. The Mountjoy Prison Helicopter Escape of 1973 is an incredible story. On Halloween, three Provisional Irish Republican Army, IRA, prisoners escaped from the Dublin prison by helicopter. An American man hijacked a helicopter from Dublin Airport, flew it to the prison's exercise yard, and took off with the inmates. All were eventually recaptured.
Alcatraz. Alcatraz was home to the most violent criminals in the United States. It was a military prison opened in the 1930s on Alcatraz Island in the San Francisco Bay. It was considered escape-proof, too far to swim to shore, and heavily protected with electric fences. Alcatraz even had microphones hidden around the prison so the smallest sound could be heard. The rules were strict, and inmates who stepped out of line were severely punished. There was a total silence rule, which meant that prisoners were never allowed to speak. That rule was eventually changed after several inmates went insane. Using anything they could, including nail clippers and spoons, three men managed the impossible on the 11th of June 1962. Frank Morris and brothers Clarence and John Anglin dug their way out of Alcatraz. They dug through the concrete and escaped through the ventilation system. It took 6 months. They covered their tunnels with a paste made out of wet newspaper. After their escape from the prison, they made a raft to cross the bay. They were never found, and many people believe they drowned or were attacked by sharks.
The Great Escape. The Great Escape is the story of 76 men who tunneled their way out of a German prisoner of war camp, Stalag Luft III, in 1944. For over a year, prisoners dug tunnels under the complex using milk tins and other materials stolen from the camp. The tunnels were sophisticated and even had an air pump. They needed the air for oxygen and so they could burn candles. They finally escaped in March 1944, but 73 of them were caught by guards. Hitler ordered over half of them executed. Several of the remaining men were sent to a concentration camp, where they successfully escaped. Memorials to the 50 still stand at the site of Stalag Luft III, which is now in Poland.